Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Praying for Our Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today I want to talk about a very important virtue that we don't hear about that much, but that's magnanimity. Now, of course, it's a little difficult to say. It's not sort of maybe native to our English tongue, but it is a virtue we need nonetheless. Now, literally speaking, if we break the word down, it means something to the effect of big soul. Now, a magnanimous person is one who has sort of a big spirit about them, a grand spirit of generosity, of nobility, of, I don't want to say this, honorableness. At least they desire to go towards big and honorable things, big and noble things, big and generous things, not in essence for their own pride, but for the sake of God, to go after what is honorable, to go after what is generous, to go for the big and noble things, all for the sake of God. And the honor and the glory of God is a magnanimous person. And one of the things I think it's important for us to realize about this particular virtue helps us to understand hope. Because in hope, we begin to experience the grandiosity of God, the great generosity of God. Because when we open ourselves up to the generosity of God, which is already a work of God's grace in our heart, we begin to experience what underlies the foundation of our hope, that God has made promises and he will fulfill those promises. And we are called to emulate God, to sort of be like God. And that means we are called to be a magnanimous person. Now, one of the reasons I think this is an important virtue is, and you've heard me talk about sin before and the necessity for us to realize and to understand our sinfulness and the reality that we could easily be a very vicious sinner in the world and we could be a vicious criminal, all these sort of things. That's a side of a coin, but a coin has two sides. And we have to understand the other side of the coin is that virtue of magnanimity, because in that virtue, when we strive and grow in that virtue, it is rooted in those promises, as I mentioned, through hope, and they manifest in the promise of being children of God. A magnanimous person is one who has embraced the great dignity that they have as children of God, and for the sake and honor and glory of our Father who is in heaven, go to show forward his generosity, his nobility, his honorableness through their lives in the world. So we need that. And I bring this up because we hear about the sower this weekend of the gospel. And we hear within that passage, if you heard the long form of Matthew's gospel, to the one who has more, more will be given. To the one who has less, it'll be taken away. Now, that's a very stark thing. But if we look at that in terms of magnanimity, we understand maybe a little bit of what's going on in the mind of Jesus that Matthew has brought forward to us. That a magnanimous person, they go out in a big way, trusting in God, rooted in his hope, growing in his love. More will be given because they're open to receive more. You know, so we see that magnanimity working. And I think one of the other symbols that we can sort of maybe think about and realize is that our God is a sower. And we hear about him sowing the seed abundantly with both hands. That's how I understand it. We don't, the scripture doesn't say he literally uses both hands, but he spreads the seed out liberally. And what do I mean? And how do I understand that? And this is where I'm putting myself forward a little bit, is I see him going into the biggest seed with both hands and just throwing that seed all over the place. And a magnanimous person is one who extends their hand in charity, both of their hands, not just one. It's not, oh, we put forward one hand and we keep the other one back to sort of hold on and protect what we got. We extend both. We extend both in works of nobility for the sake of the honor and the glory of God. We extend both of our hands out for the honorableness of God, to make his honorableness known through striving to have a life that sort of reflects that reality. And we reflect the generosity of God by extending both of our hands forward. That's why we need to strive for this magnanimity. And we need to become more familiar with this virtue and seeing it in others in our lives. How can we do that? You go to saints that were magnanimous. It's that simple. Finding literature where that virtue is put forward. So, tough word to say, but it's about a profoundly grandioso sense of generosity. You know, and it seems odd, but it really helps safeguard us from despair, because when you are being generous and growing in the generosity of God, there's no need and no room really for doubt in your heart, because you are growing in the overabundance of God's grace by going forward and showing your faith in him, by being generous, what it is you have received, because everything that we have in our life is our gift. So for us to understand, I put forward the image of the sower using both hands to spread forward the seed. Now, how can we do it? Little ways. Maybe you don't have a lot of money. You got time. Go to your priest. Ask who it is that you can start calling. Ask how you might be able to help clean up the church. If you have talent, offering up, sharing your talents with other people, maybe doing things for them or teaching them what it is that you have. So little by little, inch by inch, we gain mile by mile. So let us be not afraid, and let us wrestle with and grow in that necessity, that virtue of magnanimity this week. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button and visit my website, thefrankfryer.com. There on my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find YouTube videos, blog posts, you can find Catholic Stand articles, all of this at thefrankfryer.com. You can even email me through that website. Again, thefrankfryer.com. Thank you for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
These are unprecedented times for our world, our nation, and our faith. Cities are being burned. The debate rages over our national identity, and a global pandemic has shut down our parishes and deprived the faithful of the sacraments. Times like these can challenge our faith and our hope. Now more than ever, Catholics need to utilize technological advances to strengthen their faith. Endorsed by faithful bishops and cardinals, Breadbox Media is answering this need by providing on-demand podcasting that is faithful to the magisterial teachings of the Catholic Church. Our podcasts let you nurture your faith at any location, at your convenience, and at no cost. We are able to provide this free service because of the generosity of our donors. Would you consider giving a donation today to support this vital ministry? Not only is your donation tax deductible, but you will be helping to transform hearts, minds, and our culture for Christ. Donations can be made by going to breadboxmedia.com. Thank you, and may God bless you.